議程第四項 Matter Arising 上次會議記錄的第 2.5 段是關於 Mr. Zimmerman 的諮詢質詢，關於是不同的項目。咁啟德辦事處係已經係將嗰個書面嘅回覆咧，係作為俾咗大家嚇，咁亦都係寫咗喺嗰個 minutes 嘅post meeting notes 裏邊噶。第 2.10 段嚇，關於呢個 Hong Kong Water Sports Council 嘅申請。在這個啟德上面的 水域空間裡面有一個臨時的用途，政府也都是已經是回覆了，在2015年4月的時候已經是將這個政府的回覆是交了給這個申請人。第 2.13 段是關於一個啟德的水域空間是短期和長期的用途。Harbour Unit Plan D Marine Department 是在上一次第20次的海濱事務委員會會議啦，就已經是即係同大家介紹了這個最新的規劃。咁亦都喺會議之中咧，係提出咗啟德咧係作為一個即係將來更多探討嘅一個機遇啦。咁尤其是喺觀塘嘅避風塘嚇，咁係作為一個有可能嘅水上活動中心。咁以上幾項就係關於上次嘅Matters Arising。咁大家有冇問題？跟住之後就係呢一個啟德 Development 嘅進度報告啦。咁我哋亦都係啟德 Office 啦，係提供咗5號嘅文件俾大家。咁或者以下學落嚟，我哋揾應芬芳女士同我哋介紹一下由上次到而家呢個啟德區嘅發展進度嚇。Miss英，
多謝主席。或者今次我就住今次第一次 terms 或者有啲新嘅 members 嚟參與啦。咁我今次個 presentation 咧，亦都會多翻少少嘅啟德呢個發展區一啲嘅 background 嘅。咁或者首先講一講啦，即係啟德依一個新嘅發展區咧，就有別於過往嘅一般嘅發展區咧，係唔係話純粹係提供一個即係一啲嘅居住一啲嘅就業嘅土地使用嘅？咁喺依一個啟德發展區裏邊咧，我哋都希望咧喺依個地方係將來咧能夠咧係一個好另類嘅一個新嘅發展區，不單止咧係即係能夠俾居民可以喺度安居樂業啦，亦都希望咧喺個唔同時段裏邊咧，依個啟德發展區裏邊咧係有唔同嘅活動。動咧係舉行嘅，咁亦都係整個嘅設計咧，就係以人為本，同埋而啟德發展區亦有一個獨特之處咧，就佢喺維港嘅一塊好重要嘅土地嘅，咁亦都有成11公里嘅海岸線咧，係佢個獨特之處嘅。咁鑑於啟德嚟講咧，過往亦都有佢嗰個嘅 heritage 個背景啦，咁所以嚟講咧喺個發展個規劃理念裏邊咧，亦都包含咗 heritage 嘅。咁綠化嚟講咧，就喺今次依個啟德裏邊咧，亦都係一個係好重要一個 element 嘅，係令到我哋嗰個嘅生活空間咧係更加優美嘅。咁亦都大家都會知道咧，就我哋有一個嘅規劃咧，係關於嗰啲嘅 sports 嘅。咁亦都會係除咗依一樣嘢，咁而家已經係使用中嗰、那個啟德嗰個cruise terminal 咧，亦都係令到啟德咧，亦都係作為其中一個重要一個旅遊嘅中樞地點嚟嘅。咁喺啟德亦都係就住翻喺一個嘅大嘅另一個 initiative 底下咧，即係活化我哋嗰個九龍東作為香港第二個嘅核心嘅商業區裏邊咧，啟德亦都係發現一個重要嘅作用嘅。 咁依一張嘅規劃大綱圖咧，喺經過三輪諮詢咧，係喺2012年裏邊咧係最後修訂依一份嘅。咁啟德總面積咧係有大概320公頃嘅土地啦，當中咧接近差唔多三分一嘅土地咧係為規劃為一啲嘅公共休憩嘅空間嘅。啱啱都講過啦，啟德比較特別嘅，我哋係有延綿11公里嘅海岸線嘅。咁而我哋喺啟德裏面規劃嚟講咧，我哋係預計起碼係需要使超過1000億嘅資金咧，係構建我哋嗰個基建措施嘅。咁至於嘅土地供應方面嚟講咧，係作為居住用地咧，大概係有220萬平方米。咁作為其他嘅商業啊或者 retail 嘅用地咧，就大概係有2.3 million 嘅 square meter 嘅。咁而喺啟德喺嘅早期規劃嚟講咧，亦都係就住嗰個 sustainability 方面咧，亦都係有做一啲嘅仔細研究嘅。咁故此一個規劃佈局嚟講咧，係我哋採納一個咧係一個grid 嘅模式啦。咁令到嗰個自然風咧能夠咧係除咗係透過啟德之外，亦都可以 penetrate 翻入去舊區裏邊嘅。咁圖中裏面可以睇到啦，紫色嗰啲咧係一啲嘅主要嘅，我哋係receive 緊我哋嘅主要嘅東南風啦。咁而喺啲細嘅地方嚟講，喺 local street 嚟講咧，我哋都會咧係建立咧係有10米闊嘅行人步行街咧，係令到喺個路面個方面咧，亦都個空氣流通咧亦都會好啲嘅。而啟德亦都係吸收翻過往我哋嗰個規劃經驗嚟講咧，喺所有嘅發展嚟講咧，我哋都係用一個 prudent free 嘅 approach 去做嘅，藉以令到咧係地面嗰個空氣流通量啊，嗰個嘅環境係更加優化佢。咁而啟德亦都仲有一樣嘅新遊咧，就係喺個 development 方面咧，我哋都係鼓吹咧，就大家咧係盡量咧係 adopt 翻我哋係用一個認可的 building environmental assessment method 依一個嘅概念咧，去做嘢嘅。咁而其實咧，喺政府而家已經推行嘅一個公共項目裏邊咧，已經部分咧係已經攞咗暫準嘅provisional platinum，包括咗我哋有兩個嘅污水泵房啦，一個 dry weather flow interceptor 嘅泵房啦。咁另外我哋啟德河裏邊咧，亦都會設立兩個 distilling company 嘅，依兩個亦都攞咗provisional platinum 嘅。咁而 GIC 西嚟講咧，就包括我哋最近落成嗰個Trade and Industry Tower 啦，同埋而家正在興建中兩間嘅小學咧，亦都已經攞咗暫準高依個嘅 level 噶啦。咁啱啱都提到啦，就啟德我哋有成100公頃嘅 open space 嘅。咁如果 greening 嗰方面嘅要求咧，我哋都係為咗啟德嚟講咧，係定立咗一個最低嘅標準嘅。咁除咗係 cover 咗 public open space 之外啦，就算喺路旁嗰啲咧，亦都有唔同嘅要求嘅規劃嘅。咁以至於 development size 咧，包括係政府又好，私人嚟講咧，我哋都就住佢嘅 overall aggregate 或者 roof area 咧，個 minimum greening ratio 咧都係有一個規定嘅。故此將來嚟講咧，啟德係一個都可以講係一個非常綠化嘅地方。咁不如呢度圖裏邊可以睇到啦，我哋而家係已經喺不停機坪完成咗嘅喺公屋附近範圍嘅道路範圍咧，我哋已經係講中不同類型嘅植物嘅。咁譬如喺沿住馬路兩旁咧，我哋種咗兩旁都會種咗一排嗰啲嘅常綠嘅喬木樹啦。咁將來如果佢哋樹木長大之後咧，就可以成為一個林蔭大道啦。咁而喺路旁不同地方咧，我哋都種立講中咗不同嘅開花嘅植物嘅，咁令到嗰個嘅生活氣氛咧係更加係多姿多彩嘅。咁至於啟德亦都仲有一個新遊咧，就係第一個嘅 district cooling system。咁依一個 system 咧，就而家我哋陸陸續續係興建階當中嘅，當中裏邊喺南停機坪下低嘅 underground 嘅。pumping station 同埋佢南廠咧，亦都已經起咗。北廠咧就喺 North Apron 亦都起咗部分橙色呢啲嘅 pipe works 咧，亦都係已經鋪設咗噶啦。咁而喺最近嚟講咧，有關嘅 audience 咧，亦都已經係 get set 咗噶啦嚇。 咁我哋為咗啟德嚟講咧，亦都係做咗一樣比較係非常 long engineering 嘅嘢嘅，就是、一樣 public creatives 嘅依一個 concept。咁係為啟德係做一個 blending 嘅 effect 嘅。咁最終我哋採納咗個方案咧，就係、是、用一棵樹嚟做我哋個骨幹，去聯繫翻土壤係俾我哋個生長。樹木係一個茂盛一個骨幹去生長之後咧，跟住可以繁枯出去咧，就同空氣一個接觸嘅。咁用咗呢個概念之後咧，我哋個advisor 咧就幫我哋設計咗依一個嘅一條叫 DNA bar， 就依、這個你哋可以見我哋啟德 office 成日所出嘅任何嘢，都會係隱隱約約會見到依一啲嘢，同埋一個叫做 current of vitality， 一個活力磁場。咁依度上高我哋你見我哋 powerpoint 就會採用咗部分依啲係差唔多係樹葉開始飄出嚟喺空氣間嗰種嘅一種嘅活力嚟嘅。咁喺個應用方面係點咧？譬如喺建築嚟講咧，我哋所有殼頂見到市民嘅殼頂咧，我哋都會做一啲依啲嘅工作嘅。咁而喺跑道裏邊一啲嘅臨時嘅廁所啦，一啲嘅坐凳啦，我哋都係將依一個嘅 branding 呢個 public creative 呢個概念咧就融入咗喺裏邊嘅。至於喺 graphic 嚟講咧，譬如喺藍田機坪嗰個消防局啦，我哋係做咗嗰啲。閘門啦，就唔係一般嘅紅色啦，我哋轉咗係一個比較靚啲嘅色彩啦。咁最近落成嘅 TI Tower 咧，亦都係加入咗依啲嘅元素落去嘅。依、這個就係喺不停機坪一個嘅sewage pumping station 嘅一個門口嗰啲入口位嘅。咁除咗喺一啲 graphic 啊，或者係一啲嘅 furniture 方面咧，其實喺個運用依個 public creative 咧，我哋都運用喺嗰、那個街道命名嗰方面嘅，咁係最主要係採納咗一個承字，即係承先啟後依樣，係承接翻啟德舊陣時嘅歷史，我哋繼續係展望將來。咁亦都係我哋係近水啦，咁所以嚟講，同埋有條啟德 river 啦，所以我哋用咗個水同木依一個木字咧，係構成翻我哋所有道路嗰個嘅命名嘅。咁最主要係主路咧就用咗城為開始，而一啲嘅local road 咧，我哋用木做開始嘅。咁上次阿 Paul 有問到我咧，就嗰個啟德個 connectivity 係點樣，尤其是行人方面嘅。咁其實啟德舊陣時係一個嘅機場啦，所以係一個非常封閉嘅地方嘅。咁故此嚟講咧，我哋係就住而家我哋要打通佢同附近個周邊聯繫，尤其是係同新蒲崗區咧，因為由太子道東去分隔咗咧，係比較好困難嘅。咁喺依度嚟講咧，可以見到好一排咧，除咗係以往嘅一啲嘅 subways， 我哋將佢 renovate enhance 咗之外咧，亦都會係強化咧，加翻一啲嘅 subways 落去嘅。譬如好似依一條咧，就會連接將來嘅倫敦石橋依個 preservation corridor 啦。咁亦都係就住依一度啦，譬如依度亦都會係就住點樣去博翻喺 station square 依個公園嚟講咧，就亦都會有一條 landscape 嘅 walkway 嘅。咁至於喺同碼頭角依一邊啊，或者係九龍灣依度咧，就比較多咗嘅 grade crossing 咧，就可以係直接連係到兩區嘅。咁但係落到嚟依一邊九龍灣咧，係喺幅度咧，亦都係將藍田機坪咧同九龍灣係分隔開嘅。所以嚟講喺依度位置咧，我哋都 propose 咗有三條新嘅 footbridge 咧，係連係翻依兩區嘅。咁落到嚟觀塘碼頭依度咧，就有條觀塘 transportation link 啦。咁依條 link 咧係 part of 我哋嗰個環保連接系統嘅，咁依一條 link 如果係做嘅話咧，係會將係承接三樣嘢嘅，除咗係嗰個環保連接系統之外啦，咁仲有就係 walking 啦，同埋 cycling 嘅。咁以下落嚟咧，我就住啟德而家嗰啲嘅基建咧，就係作。三類分類去匯報嘅，咁但係呢一樣嘅改動咧，亦都係回應翻上一次嘅會議裏邊咧，有委員提出咧，就係即係我哋嗰個 progress report 咧，係過往嗰個鋪排模式咧，或者係冇咁容易 comprehend 到嘅。咁今次嚟講咧，我哋將佢re-amp 咗咧，就將一啲嘅 supporting infrastructure 咧，就係歸納咗佢嘅。咁黃色嚟講咧，就可以睇到咧，就喺不停機坪，我哋就住公屋嘅發展已經完成咗嘅道路啦，同埋一啲嘅 sewage pumping system 啦。咁就住配合翻Cruise Terminal 啦嘅一啲早期工作咧，即係由藍田機坪長業街咁樣Taxiway Bridge 過嚟咧，咁呢啲道路亦都喺2013年完成嘅。咁而最近我哋完成咗咧，就係就住依度個水體咧嗰個除污嘅工作嘅，嗰個叫做dredging 同埋 about remediation works 咧，就喺今年嘅年中嗰時咧，我哋完成咗嘅。 咁而綠色咧，就大家可以睇到咧，亦都有好多嘅基建工程咧，就正在施工或者會喺今年年底咧，亦都會開展嘅。包括喺北停機坪啦，近住新蒲崗區依、這個我哋叫三 A 嘅工程啦。咁最主要係啲嘅vehicular underpass 啊，一啲嘅 subway 嘅工程嚟嘅。咁依個咧，我哋預計喺2017年年中到左右咧，就會落成曬噶。咁啟德河依個嘅擴闊重建工程啦，我哋會預計喺2016至2018年咧，就分階段係落成嘅。咁而喺北停機坪裏邊咧，就港鐵就起緊沙中線呢一段啦。咁再落嚟咧，就喺依度我哋叫做Stage Four 依個工程咧，包括就係起咗依一段嘅D 二，我哋叫 D 二路啦，咁就會連接翻 Stage One 依一度嘅。當依度喺2016年底完成之後咧，咁碼頭角往九龍灣依個方向那個 accessibility 咧就會係大大提高咗嘅。咁而將會喺今年年底咧就會動工嘅咧，就包括喺南停機坪同埋跑道南邊依一度嘅道路擴闊工程嘅。咁我哋最近喺7月嗰時咧就攞到嘅funding approval 啦。咁而家咧係進行緊嗰個招標嘅工作嘅。咁而就住郵輪碼頭，我哋嗰個 dredging 咧，仲有少少部分嘅工程咧係做緊嘅，咁係會預計喺2016年初咧就會完成啦。當我哋完成曬之後咧，咁就第二個 berth 咧都能夠迎接到全球現在最大嗰啲嘅 cruise 嘅 terminal 係拍嚟我哋依度嘅。咁依一度咧就跟住落嚟張 slide 咧，就大家可以睇翻啦。我哋仲有啲乜嘢嘅 remaining 嘅 infrastructure 嘅工程係要做嘅。咁最主要喺北停機坪咧，我哋仲有一個叫3B 嘅工程啦。咁依度係將現有喺警察個 regional office 隔離嗰條路咧，就將佢 realign 翻佢嘅。咁同埋依度咧，亦都會起多一條嘅 subway 咧，就連接咗依一度嘅 primary school 咧，就同彩虹村嘅。咁另外一邊咧就係我哋最後重要嘅一個第五期嘅工程啦，我哋叫咁就係最主要係喺信皇台公園嘅以東嘅依個位置嘅。咁依個工程咧，原先我哋係本來咧就希望喺今年咧就動工嘅。鑑於就係沙中咧就喺2013年底咧就發現到一個宋代嘅方形井啦，咁之後再陸陸續續亦都發現咗其他嘅古物嘅。咁依一個咧，咁就係對依一度附近周遭嘅發展咧，係造成一個影響啦。咁我哋係需要喺依度地方咧，再做多少少嘅一啲嘅考古嘅 survey， 咁去確定咧，究竟我哋依一笪地方咧，係會唔會仲有其他嘅 potential 嘅考古發現嘅？咁我哋第一個 part 嘅考古工作咧，近住啟德河嘅西邊依一個我而家圈住依一笪地方咧，我哋最近就係完成曬所有嘅field survey， 就揾唔到任何值得需要喺原址保留嘅古物嘅。咁如做咗依一樣嘅工作之後咧，我哋相信我哋可以將第五期嘅工程咧係分階段咧係將佢動工，咁希望咧就能夠咧盡快咧係將依邊嘅土地咧可以推出去市場去發展嘅。咁而落翻嚟咧，有一條比較主要嘅六號幹線啦，就由西九龍咧就貫穿中九龍啦，就嚟到啟德依度咧就會有一個交匯點喺依一個位置，跟住咧就會再連接六號幹線嘅第二中間依段，我哋叫 T2 咧，就去到茶果嶺依個部分咧就入去將軍澳嘅地區嘅。咁依一條比較重要嘅主幹道咧，仍然係處於一個嘅設計階段嘅。咁而 CKR 咧最近咧係仍然都仲係處理緊個 gazetting 嗰個程序嘅。咁落翻嚟，剩翻南停機坪咧，其實仲有少少嘅local roads 咧係未起嘅。咁但係依度嘅地方咧，係因為要預留土地係for將來係起CKR 同埋T2 咧，咁所以其實依一度嘅發展咧將會係遲啲嘅，係要配合翻CKR 依個進度係點嘅。咁而喺 Metro Park 依一段剩翻落嚟嘅道路啦，咁我哋都要係睇翻係因為佢同Route 6 CKR 亦都有個交匯嘅， 咁同埋亦都係受影響於我哋之前 propose 一個600 opening 啦。究竟我嗰個 way forward 係點樣啊？等間我哋會有另外 project team 會就依個課題係同大家匯報個最新嘅方向嘅。咁所以講咧，依一度咧仍然係處於一個嘅設計階段嘅。咁可以咁講啦，其實喺張圖睇到咧，其實 infrastructure 喺啟德嚟講咧，已經係差唔多咧，係主要嗰啲咧已經係施工中噶啦，或者係已經建成啦，剩翻落嚟咧就係唔係話太多嘅工程咧係需要再等待嘅嚇。咁跟住落嚟第二 part 咧係有關我哋嗰啲GIC 嘅 facilities 同埋一啲嘅 development sites。咁有四個啦，就係已經係落成咗啦。咁第一個就我哋嘅啟程德朗村啦。咁啱啱講過喺今年係六月完成咗個 Trade and Industry Tower 啦。咁亦都係配合翻 Cruise Terminal 喺2013、2014兩個時段逐步落成之後，嗰陣時咧我哋都喺2013年咧就起咗一個新嘅 Fire Station 嘅。咁而喺正在興建中咧，就包括有兩間小學啦，喺啟程德朗隔離啦。咁應該大概喺年底度係落成嘅，就會係由黃大仙嗰邊咧就有三間小學咧就搬過嚟嘅。咁依一度嘅私人住宅區咧就已經係dispose 咗嗰啲西，咁而家佢哋正在興建入職嘅興建呢個階段咯。咁而喺藍田幾坪咧就正在施工中咧，就係有我哋嘅兒童醫院，咁應該預計2017年就建造完成，就2018年先可以operate 嘅嚇。咁另外比較積極規劃中嘅一啲嘅 GIC facilities 咧，包括喺 TI Tower 隔離嘅 Inland Revenue Tower 啦，同埋一個 John User 嘅 Government Office Building 喺一度位置嘅。咁Police 嘅 Regional Headquarters 咧就好不幸啦，喺上年嘅 Natural Session 咧都未能夠攞到錢嘅，本來就應該係今年開始動工，就2018年完成嘅，咁而家就褪後一年啦，即係我哋希望下一個 Natural Session 佢哋攞到錢啦嚇。咁跟住我哋嘅新急症醫院咧係有兩塊地嘅，咁就第一期咧就亦都已經宣布應該喺2022年左右時間咧就開始啟用嘅。咁MPSC 啦，咁亦都好幸運地咧喺臨尾嗰時終於都攞到錢去做 pre-construction stage 嘅一啲嘅consultancy studies 嘅。咁落嚟跟住落嚟講咧，就講下一啲嘅 open space 嘅 project 啦。咁啱啱大家喺 Waterland Interface 都提過好耐啦，關於觀塘 Promenade 咁就分開兩期咧，就最新嗰期咧係今年五月咧就 open 俾市民使用嘅。咁而喺One Way個末端嗰度咧，我哋就完成咗 One Way Park 嘅 Phase One 啦，同埋 Cruise Terminal 上高嘅 Rooftop 嘅 Garden 亦都開放俾公眾使用嘅。咁依度可以睇到就依個design 嘅 feature， 所以喺 One Way 嚟講咧就體現翻飛機作為一個航道依一啲嘅 design features 啦。咁而 Quantum Promenade 就體現翻係 industry 依一個嘅 old heritage 依一個嘅 design theme 嘅。咁至於喺 open space 嚟講，有兩個比較獨特嘅地方咧，我哋都曾經係舉行過一啲嘅 design ideas competition 啊。咁第喺2014年完成嗰個咧，就係關於係倫敦石橋依個嘅 preservation corridors 嘅。依個走咗位，條紅色，唔知唔好意思啊，應該係喺依一度嘅。咁而得獎作品咧係叫做斷橋藏龍啦。咁而家咧就建築署咧就為咗依一個嘅 preservation corridor 咧係做緊一啲嘅 ground investigation 同埋一啲 heritage impact assessment 嘅嚇。咁至於啟德河周邊兩岸嗰啲嘅 open space 嘅 design 咧，咁我哋都喺今年年頭咧就完成咗一個idea competition 嘅。咁而professional groups 嘅得獎作品咧就係用一個 living roots 依一個概念去做嘅嚇。咁而依啲嘅所有嘅design 嘅 result 咧，我哋就會歸納好曬咧，就會 pass 俾嘅 West Agent 啦，即係其實應該係阿 Archer 啦，就會去做參考嘅，當佢哋設計嗰陣時。咁依一張圖咧，亦都可以睇睇咧，就其他一啲open space 嘅嗰個進度係點嘅。黃色就顯示咗啱啱我講過嘅已經係完成咗 open 俾 public 使用嘅 open space 啦。等間會Archer 會同council members 關於喺兒童醫院對出嘅 water fund 嘅 promenade 啦。咁而之前綠色嗰依兩個嘅公園用地咧，咁之前嚟講咧 ，Archer 已經係喺council 個 task force 嘅。咁而最近咧係開始進入一個嘅 active 嘅 planning design stage 就包括喺北庭基坪嘅依個 station square 依個範圍啦，同埋信皇台公園依個 phase one 嘅。咁信皇台公園依度咧，因為我哋係發現咗即係一啲宋朝嘅遺跡啦，咁所以依度咧都要就住 heritage 嗰方面咧要做一啲嘅 planning assessment 嘅。咁或者我想 recap 下啦，就喺依個 MPSC 隔離依一個長少少嘅公園咧，其實都會係撥入去 MPSC 嘅發展範圍裏邊一併考慮嘅。咁而 Metro Park 嚟講咧，亦都係因為我哋最近咧就 CDD 先做完 review 咧，就決定咗個600 opening 個 way forward 嘅。咁所以咧就我哋等間我同事會解釋咧，就我哋唔會打 opening 噶啦。咁就變咗咧，就嗰個設計空間咧就可以俾 Artist 咧有更加多嘅彈性嘅。咁落嚟就依一個係我哋嘅同事 Energizing Colonies Office 啦，曾經咧就係為咗啟德 Fantasy 依個嘅區域地方咧，進行咗一個 international 嘅 ideas competition 嘅。咁亦都喺2014年底咧就 announce 咗 result 嘅。咁就係一個叫做Healthy Lift Off， 咁就係就就住依個區域咧，就大家可以睇到一個即係陸地方面、水體方面咧，都會係有一啲嘅 idea 咧，係俾咗政府去做參考嘅。咁而 EKEO 咧，亦都就住依一啲 idea results 之後咧，亦都草擬咗兩份嘅studies 咧，就希望其中一份咧係就住 one way tip 依方面嘅 urban design 嘅 review 咧，就希望喺今年年底咧，就希望可以開始做一個 study review 啦。咁而係就住水體啊，同埋觀塘個 action area 即係碼頭依個範圍依啲地方咧，就希望喺出年年初咧就可以咧開始一個嘅 planning and engineering studies。咁有一個新遊啦，其實喺上次 Waterland Interface 咧，亦都有交代過嘅，就係喺一個 one way tip 咧，一個 expired boat 嘅 pier 嘅依個位置。依幅相可以睇到咧，其實依度係有兩個 landing step 嘅。咁依度近時因為機場嚟講咧，係一個亦都係一個密封封閉咗一個 security protected area 嘅。咁又有好多高嘅欄可圍住實曬嘅。咁我哋咧就最近係有幾個bureaus and departments 嘅一個 joint effort 底下咧。咁我哋 sort out 咗依個問題咧，就會將依一個 pier 咧 revitalize 翻佢，亦都係希望咧喺出年年初左右咧就可以 open 俾 public 去使用嘅。咁就會 Port Works 咧就負責碼頭方面嘅維修。update 翻佢，咁我哋 CDD 啟德 office 咧就會負責咧，就係由依度咧就駁整翻條 footpath 咧，就駁翻出去成封路嘅。咁而將來咧就會係由我哋 Port Works 去 maintain 依個 piers 啦。咁而運輸署咧亦都會肯 take up 咗依個 piers 嘅 management 嘅 issues 嘅。咁另外有一啲嘅 feasibility studies 咧，我哋會係做咧，就包括有兩個嘅。第一個咧就係我哋嘅連接環保系統啦。咁亦都好僥倖地啦，喺七月中咧都終於都攞到錢啦。咁我哋而家就係做緊consultant invitation exercise 嘅。咁就希望喺2015年年底開工啦，就係做兩年到時間嘅。咁依一個 studies 咧，我哋都係因應咗 members 嘅意見啦，同埋 electrical members 嘅意見咧，就將嗰個 study brief 咧，亦都係重新係 re-am 咗佢嘅。咁就就住唔同嘅 transport mode 啦，係作嘅選擇咧，就會再重新審視嘅。咁另外一個咧，就會亦都希望喺年底裏邊可以進行嘅，就一個有關喺啟德範圍裏邊嘅一個 cycle track network。咁原先喺個規劃裏邊嚟講咧，就係有綠色依啲嘅沿住 promenade 嘅一啲嘅 cycle track 嘅。咁喺上年嚟講咧，就我哋就建議將佢 expand 咧，亦都得到相關嘅 DCs 同 task force 嘅 support 咧，就將佢 extend 做13公里嘅依個 concept plan 嘅。咁我哋今年年底希望進展依個 study 咧，除咗係為咗依個 concept plan 係真係定清楚個 alignment 之外咧，亦都就住嗰啲嘅 ancillary facilities 啦，包括parking 啊、rental 啊、有啲乜嘢其他，譬如有提到 first aid 啊，或者啲 repair 呢各方面嘅 supporting 嘅嘢咧，亦都會睇嘅。鑑於依一個嘅依個 conceptual network 咧。大部分嘅行走嘅路徑咧，都會係喺啲 promenades 同埋 open space 裏邊範圍嘅。咁以後係點樣去 manage， 點去 operate， 同翻個 preserve ground 嗰個有關 audience 去點樣配合方面咧？咁依個亦都係 studies 嘅範疇裏邊咧，會去深入研究翻係點樣去處理嘅。咁我匯報又到依度啦。咁用唔用開我嘥少少時間播一個 animation 咧？啊，主席。 咁呢個 animation 咧，雖然係舊舊地，我覺得都好嘅嚇。咁我哋由郵輪碼頭依邊進展啦。咁當時我哋係假設 monorail， 咁而家我哋會重新審視噶啦嚇。咁依度係 tourism look 嚟嘅。咁依一個係我哋 stage two 啦，就會做一個 landscape deck 啦。依一邊係 hotel 嘅 development site， 依度係 residential 嘅。下低係一條乘風路，會係 realign 入嚟中間依個位置。咁跟住我哋去到尾咧，就會進入到去 Metro Park 依個範圍嘅嚇。咁就條 D 三路咧就會西過嚟依一邊。咁 CKR 咧就會喺依度咁樣飛過嚟嘅。咁依一度咧就係MPSC 嚇個體育園區。咁呢個主場館呢個副場館啦，嗱，跟住呢一度咧，我停一停啦。就呢度講咧，就可以連接到去土瓜灣，跟住咧就嗰條嘅 D 二路嘅。咁呢一度咧就啟德河咧就嘅兩旁，我哋叫 Great Neighborhood 啦嚇。咁呢度咧就係嗰個 Station Square 啦，就啟呢個沙中線嘅啟德站喺呢一度位置。咁依一條咧就係啟德河啦。咁依個已經係落成咗嘅 TI Tower 啦。隔離依個就將來就 Inland Revenue Tower 呢個 John User Building， 依個 Police 嘅。咁依個係啟程德朗村啦。依度下低矮少少嗰啲 Primary School 同埋嗰啲小學。跟住我哋咧進入係藍亭基坪依個範圍嘅。咁依一度早期係叫 GIC， 我哋係諗住 resume 做 commercial 啦。咁呢度停一停啦，依一個咧就會係將來嘅新急症醫院嘅第一期，依邊係第二期，咁依一個咧就會係兒童醫院，係啦。咁依邊咧就係而家應該係嘉利倉嗰啲位置嘅，依個觀塘避風塘啦，依個觀塘 Promenade 啦，依個位置。咁依一條係假設中嘅觀塘連接橋，咁依度就係觀塘碼頭。OK， 咁我嘅汇报到此。
Thank you， 唔该阿英。嗱，多谢阿英好详细嘅描述啦。大家睇到即系启德系一个即系相当庞大复杂吓，亦都即系要不断咁样样去即系深化嘅一个规划咁。新嚟的委員可能在頭先的過程裏面都可以即初步了解一下，即究竟我哋呢一個小組委員會其實所討論牽涉的嘢咧係嚇幾廣幾深幾闊嚇，咁、啊所以呢個會是不簡單的，多謝大家。咁但係咧頭先阿 KY 提名我做主席的時候咧，佢就問我：喂，五點半開完得唔得啊？咁我話梗係得啦咁。咁但我一坐低之後就發覺大鑊啦嚇，原來我哋今日嗰個 agenda 咧，即根據秘書處，淨係秘書處排嘅時間咧，係排到七點嘅嚇。咁所以就嗱，我希望都可以掌握得緊少少，我希望可以早過七點完嚇。咁因為我本來我話五點半嘅，咁中個招啦嚇，咁所以即係因為件事咁複雜咧，咁所以或者我會控制時間會比較緊少少嚇，咁所以頭先阿英嗰啲presentation， 即係我希望大家有冇啲即係簡短嘅問題或者係提出嘅，咁我會撈五分鐘俾大家去即係處理一下呢樣嘢，係 Franklin 啊，跟住 KK。
多謝主席，我會好簡短嘅。咁就其實即係個區咁複雜啦，咁其實千頭萬緒，有好多嘢可以提出。咁而家時間關係，我淨係提出兩點先。咁第一咧就係話，基於頭先我哋啱開完個 task force 咧，就有氣候轉變嗰個咁重要嘅問題咧，我就見到 presentation 裏邊好似咧就未有去考慮。究竟有啲乜嘢嘅 infrastructure 咧，就會去應付我哋呢個水面上升啊，將會有成日都會有 flooding 嘅呢、這個 呢個現象嘅嘢。咁咁而家冇唔緊要，我覺得即係，但係最緊要開始去做。咁就希望即係下次如果個 task force 開會嗰陣時，可以已經有啲嘢開始咗去做。咁就第二點就係咧喺呢個區其實咧見到。想做嗰個 branding 咧，就係想做活力啊、新嘢啊咁樣樣。咁但係咧，我其實一路留意呢幾年咧，其實一路掘咧就一路咧就多。其實我哋呢一個區個歷史係好悠久，由宋朝開始到而家即係段千年計。咁香港嗰個俾人嘅印象一路咧，其實就係話哦，我哋一路都係唔係好注重歷史嘅。但係喺呢笪地方咁有。即係真係一個好好嘅機會咧，我哋可唔可以珍惜啲我哋見到嘅文物，我哋可以保留佢，而我哋甚至用呢一樣嘢咧嚟到即係其實有啲 idea 可以，因為你一路就龍津橋就係一個碼頭嚟嘅，咁另外就係話一路住咗啲人，咁即係其實係一個。一路都係好有活力嘅地方嚟嘅，喺歷史上都係好有活力，即係千祈唔好覺得歷史死沉沉啊咁樣樣。
好，明白。
係啦，我想把握呢個 branding 嘅機會咧，將歷史呢個因素咧、要素咧擺埋落去。
OK，thank you。啊，KK，
都係主席。就我哋喺區裏邊咧，會有好多 park 嘅。咁係咪我哋而家嗰個構思咧，都係好似我哋而家沿用翻我哋而家現在嗰啲 park 嘅 management？是一個比較 passive 啲嘅 park， 而唔係咧，好似譬如話新加坡咁樣，有個係嗰啲大嘅咩熱帶植物館啊，或者係雀鳥館啊咁嗰啲咁嘅方向咧。
OK， 好，我記得啊，梁光瑞。
多謝主席，好快咧就係，其實我附和阿 Franklin 個睇法，關於頭先我其實我主持個會議嘅時候都冇突然間冇醒起呢樣嘢，就係話講到世紀末好似好耐嘅事情，但係咧如果我哋睇翻頭先介紹Michelle 介紹嗰、那個譬如急症醫院咁樣或者係兒童醫院啦，咁曾經有講過話急症醫院當然呢個未決定啦，係可能係伊麗莎白醫院嘅代替嘅醫院嚟嘅，咁令我諗翻起。伊麗莎白醫院起咗咗50年咯，咁所以變咗而家起間醫院咧，可能真係要用到世紀末嘅。咁我呢個長期少少幫，都希望扶我翻阿 Franklin 嗰樣嘢，我哋可能真要諗諗呢方面。
好，Nick。
It just does show if you break down the department barriers and look at things holistically that you can deliver. And well done, Kai Tak. My concern still remains with regard to this plan. It's a concern in relation to connectivity. It's getting people up and down the runway. We're looking at potentially a monorail. To me, that's not the solution. We should be looking at something rather more exciting, something rather more innovative. I see that they've agreed to expand the scope to include other modes of transportation, but I think as a task force we should be keeping a very close eye because I think the success of the runway in the peninsula, if you like, is contingent upon getting a satisfactory solution to the public transport situation, and it's dealing in numbers, and a monorail doesn't deal in numbers. Mm. If you're looking at the cruise terminal, you're looking at getting people right to the tip of the runway in big numbers, you've got to think of something much more creative.
Thank you. PY.
多謝主席，我即係有一個 point 一點想講，就係、是、因應上一次嗰個施政報告提出話喺九龍東某處咧，好似係觀塘，就做一個聰明城市，或者有啲人叫智慧城市。咁咧，我覺得一個啟德咁新呢、這個大規模嘅發展咧，就應該結合一個智慧城市呢個概念。即係雖然有啲嘢已經開始咗工動工，就未有一個考慮呢樣。我希望唔係太遲，即係應該咧立項，即係揾人做，起碼做一個研究。係嘛？即係能夠配合到就做。我知道你嗰、那個地區制冷系統亦都有少少呢個區域性嗰個概念喺處。但係點樣去監察到所有嗰啲能源啊？嗰啲等等嚇，唔係淨係車咁簡單嚇。唔該。
Thank you。 好，聽多一個，有冇其他 Paul？
Just on an overall issue for the Kai Tak office, when I read and I hear the report from Ms. Ying. What I hear is an engineer talking about the implementation of existing plans, and I understand that that's your focus, getting those things done. Is there going to be within the Kitech office somebody else who talks about plan making for the future, of like things that may not be in the plan today? You know, Ms. Jing is concerned about getting things built that are in the plan, but we also at the same time need a stream of developing plans and making changes and updating the zoning, and who can talk with us on those? So if I, and some questions on some of the specificity, the district pedestrian plan. If there's going to be an elevated, because we have to go to get over the major road, is that elevated network then just going to be footbridges, or is it going to extend into buildings? Which buildings, at what MPD are we going to be the elevated network, and how far is the extent? Can we see a plan? And if it doesn't exist, can we develop it? In terms of the ground level plan for pedestrian connectivity, can we see parks, footpath, and home and housing department all pedestrian space in one plan rather than just the roads plan and so on? We can see it kind of in the video graphics, because then suddenly these things have to be drawn in by an artist, but we haven't seen them in the plan as they are actually going to be materialized. Kitech Plaza, and I think Stefan Krumek wrote in the SCMP recently, and he compared it with Tiananmen Square. It's huge, the station square. And the risk is that it's going to be Tiananmen Square, the station square, because it's so huge that nobody's going to walk across from one side to the other side unless you want to have a sunburn. So when can we start looking at the intimacy and the detail of that plan? Because, you know, the all of the big blocks is not human. They are the, we're going to be on the ground, and if it's a couple of meters, it makes a big difference. So when are we going to see the detail of that plan? Can't be today, but when? The Kitech Seafront, the Kuntung Seafront, I've seen a photograph there, and I hope we can have that photograph back on the screen again that you showed us for the update of that front front. I just like to see how that the seawall is kind of outside the glass wall. Can we have an update at our next meeting? Because it looks like a broken seawall with a rough concrete surface, and then we have a glass wall, and then we have a nicely updated park. So I would like to see more detail of that, but if it can't be today, then because we're short of time, then at least in our next meeting. Hoysham Park and the other public spaces, can we have an implementation schedule from the LCSD on when each of these open spaces will be implemented? And I mentioned Hoysham Park specifically because now, because LCSD is not implementing the extension, we're having transport department grabbing a piece of the park to make it a car park again. So, if you don't do things, other people will start taking the land. So, we want to make things beautiful and get it sorted out. LCSD doesn't do the job, then other people will do it. Hoysham Park, we discussed it a long time ago. So when will it be? Can we have an implementation schedule of them? On the cycle tracks, we've seen the rough plan of what is in the Ms. Ying, like transport department, cycle tracks. What I like to see is which roads are open to cyclists, which cycle routes through housing estates, where am I allowed to cycle within the housing estates, where can I cycle through open space, what are the cycling facilities from transport department, MTR, housing department, LCSD. Can we see them all together onto one plan?
Okay.
And again, it's just the third time I asked for it, but it's probably so difficult to do it. And I know it because I know somebody who works in the housing department, and I know what trouble they will give you if you ask them the question. But it needs to be done. This committee needs to see.
Thank you. I think I understand that these are all important issues, from big to small, from large-scale planning to urban design to very small pedestrian connectivity. For reason of controlling time, I think I need to stop here. 英可唔可以俾簡單嘅回應？剛才有一二三四五六位委員提出咗即係問題，你睇下你簡單答得幾多？我知道好多係細節嘅問題，我諗我哋會記錄在案，然後即係每一個課題會開一啲 agenda 去討論。阿英。
或者我簡單啲啦，咁就住氣候啦，因為始終依個都係一個大規模性嘅嘢啦，咁我諗係由翻即係每一個部門睇翻佢個 攞咗 observatory 嘅 information 睇下點樣處理。咁至於係嗰個歷史嗰個咧，其實咧啟德呢個嘅規劃咧，係就住我哋發現咗倫敦石橋咧，就已經係將嗰笪地方係嗰個 planning 咧 revise 咗。咁亦都我哋就住發現咗宋朝嘅遺跡咧，咁我哋都係停止我哋工程咧，係睇下點樣去改動去做嘢嘅。咁我哋係積極回應緊嘅。至於關於係 EFRS 嗰方面咧，咁我哋都係知道係即係大家覺得係 monorail 唔係一個，或者係其他 EFRS 嘅 transport mode 唔係一個係單獨可以解決問題嘅方案嘅。所以其實我哋嘅 studies 咧 ，coming 嘅 studies 咧，係最主要睇係唔同嘅 public transport mode 係點樣大家互相配合去 integrate 咧，係能夠提升到我哋嘅 connectivity 同埋 accessibility 嘅嚇。咁包括係水上嘅交通工具，我哋都會睇嘅。嗯。Smart City 咧係一個今年嘅 policy address 係提出嚟嘅 point 嘅，咁由我哋 EKEO office 係主導嘅，咁我哋啟德 office 咧亦都係積極配合緊佢哋嘅，咁我哋瞭解咧佢哋應該會係喺今年年底左右咧應該會有個 study 去 commission 去睇嘢嘅，咁喺 infra 嚟講咧，我哋已經開始係內部咧係着手諗一諗會有啲乜嘢可以配合到去做嘅嚇。至於啱啱阿 Paul 講嗰啲係好細節性嘅嘢，其實有啲已經係曾經 cycle track 啊、open space 啊、pedestrian connectivity 其實我都係不斷回應過嘅，因為其實啟德有成100公頃嘅公園用地咧，基本上咧就已經係ground level 咧就已經係 connect 曬嘅啦。咁至於係因為有啲道路嚟講咧，分隔咗啟德同隔離舊區咧，係無可避免地咧就係需要係有啲嘅上上落落嘅 footbridge 或者 subway 去 connect 翻佢嘅。咁至於係 cycle track 嚟講咧，咁亦都係曾經我都係 submit 過一啲嘅文件咧，關於係究竟邊啲道路係可以做 cycling 嘅。咁呢啲我諗係我唔再喺度再多講啦。咁至於 open space 個 implementation program 咧，我諗大家都要了解啦，就即係全港係都有好多公園係挺緊係要做嘅。咁呢個係要喺嗰個 funding resources 咧係需要去大家互相去 compete 同埋去配合嘅。
好，唔該。咁因為時間關係，我諗我要喺呢度停一停關於呢個 agenda。咁我或者如果大家有任何提問都可以，即係如果往後幾個 agenda 係有關嘅，大家都可以繼續啊，就你關注嘅事情去提問嘅。咁我知道一陣間都會有一啲關於即係公園設計啊、waterfront promenade 嘅設計，咁大家都可以即係繼續表達你嘅意見。